Here is the English translation of the provided text. The text is already in English, so no translation is needed. How 50 days of the Iran war led to the loss of $50 billion worth of oil. Trump Iran cite progress in talks as uncertainty hangs over Strait. French soldier killed in attack on UN mission in southern Lebanon, officials say. Reaction roundup. Experts, analysts weigh in on Strait of Hormuz reopening. Oil prices crater after temporary reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. renews Russian oil waiver after pressure from countries dealing with Iran war price shocks. California gasoline stocks fall to record lows as Hormuz disruption bites. U.S. buyers redirect imported fertilizer overseas as Iran war drives up global prices. Oil settles down 9% after Iran declares Strait of Hormuz open. Trump, without elaborating, cites some pretty good news on Iran. Record stock market valuations mask reliance on temporary profit catalysts. Russia stocks lower at close of trade, MOEX Russia index unchanged. Tesla expands robotaxi service to Dallas, Houston. Merchant vessels report gunfire as they attempt to cross Hormuz, shipping sources say. What is the AI opportunity for cruise lines? Investing.com stocks of the week. How volatile are European stocks during the Q1 reporting season? U.S. judge rejects Bayer bid to block Johnson & Johnson prostate cancer drug claims. Australia extends relaxed fuel standards to bolster supply. Berkshire CEO Abel sold stocks managed by ex-portfolio manager. Combs WSJ reports. Italy saw modest growth in Q1, supported by Olympics. Central Bank estimates Canadian housing starts decrease 6% in March. U.S. tariffs drive steep drop in EU exports for second month. Italy's February trade surplus widens to $4.94 billion. Malaysia's economy grows 5.3% in first quarter, slowing from 2025. NATO will not collapse and U.S. will defend its allies, Estonian minister says. Fed's Moran says may cut rate outlook on inflation concerns. U.S. weekly jobless claims fall. Manufacturing production retreats in March. Trump administration to lobby allies to support trade over aid push, cable shows. Natural gas storage exceeds expectations, impacts energy markets. Prediction. Markets are a $1 trillion market by 2030, Bernstein says. Iran hardliners undermine diplomatic efforts, reclosing Strait of Hormuz. Robots beat human runners in Beijing race, signaling manufacturing push. Are higher oil prices really bullish for EV battery stocks? Hormuz shipping chaos returns as Iran reverses transit reopening. Oil shock unlikely to have a lasting effect on inflation. BCA Trump organization to partner on new skyscraper in Tbilisi, Georgia, WSJ reports. Bitcoin rises, top 77 Cali after Iran temporarily opens Strait of Hormuz. BTCC exchange launches SpaceX pre-IPO perpetual futures trading and celebrates with Tesla Cyberbeast giveaway. South Africa proposes new rules to regulate crypto under exchange controls. BTCC exchange Q1 2026 report. TradFi and Earn products expand beyond crypto trading. Bitcoin edges higher, holds above 75K amid more U.S.-Iran diplomacy efforts. Institutional stablecoin use triples. Why B2B payments are crypto's new frontier. Bybit launches Learn and Trade Growth Hub to guide users from education to trading with rewards. The Apple Pay moment for Web3. Mixon integrates Coinbase to make fiat to crypto faster than a text message. Bitcoin ticks up, hovers just under 75K on hopes of more U.S.-Iran peace talks. CredShields joins Canton Network as official audit partner. Is NVIDIA about to change the U.S. PC OEM landscape? Pliant presents updated cancer trial data at AACR meeting. ICICI Bank Q4 2026 slides. Profit jumps 21% QOQ, NPAs improve. HDFC Bank Q4 FY26 slides. Deposit surge drives growth amid stability. Anthropic CEO meets Trump officials as tensions ease over new AI model. Apple secures a win as U.S. Trade Tribunal rejects Massimo's bid for new watch ban. How SAP is going all in on AI.